following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, October 23rd. I'm Marianne Cushy. 2 days after a campus reopened, students and staff members at Mission Vista High School were placed into a 14-day quarantine after a student there tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to the Vista Unified School District. The student tested positive on Tuesday, and the district notified all of the students and staff members who may have come in contact with that person on campus. There were approximately 130 students in the four classes that the student attended. Also, four teachers were placed in quarantine. Here are the coronavirus numbers. There were 235 new COVID-19 cases in the county, which represents 2% positivity rate. There were two new community outbreaks confirmed, one in a business setting, the other in a healthcare setting. There were three new COVID-19 deaths reported, which means now the total of people who have lost their lives to COVID-19, 866. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday approved Gilead Sciences' antiviral drug remdesivir as a treatment for the coronavirus. It was back in May that the FDA granted the drug an emergency use authorization, allowing hospitals and doctors to use it on patients hospitalized with the disease, even though the medication had not been formally approved yet by the agency. The IV drug has helped shorten the recovery time of some hospitalized patients. SDSU is saying COVID-19 cases connected to the university community have been stable now and low for the last 6 weeks. But to help mitigate COVID-19 cases within the SDSU student body, the university is still reintroducing a temporary stay-at-home advisory for students, no matter their location on or off campus. Under the advisory, students are encouraged to stay home with the exception of essential needs. The advisory begins tonight, 6 p.m. Friday, and will remain in effect through Monday, November 2nd at 6 a.m. During this period, students are invited to take part in any of the virtual events that the student body, the university, has to offer. And otherwise, they should not leave their residences, but only to engage in essential functions. The 43rd annual Holiday Bowl and Parade, it's canceled this year. That's according to event officials, citing complications presented by the coronavirus pandemic. According to a press release, the Holiday Bowl brings an average of about $31 million in a big boost to the local economy every December, which is typically a down period for tourism. Now, here's Sheena with your weekend weather forecast.
Good Friday morning. We're off to another cloudy, cool start, so it's going to feel like fall again today. If you want that kind of weather, we have it in the forecast for the weekend. For today, though, we're going to see more clouds hang around across the county. Low 70s for the coast, mid-70s for the inland valleys. We head into the weekend, and it's still going to be cloudy and pretty cool tomorrow, with some areas of drizzle, too, across the county. And for Sunday, we're going to be even cooler. And on Sunday, high temperatures could only be in the upper 60s for the coast and inland valleys. So if you have outside plans Sunday, just know that we still have a slight chance for at least a few light showers across the county. That could even be lingering into Monday morning. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. And if you're planning to travel by train for the Thanksgiving holiday, a reservation will be required on Amtrak trains that travel between San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties from November 23rd through November 30th. It's to help manage capacity and allow customers to distance themselves from each other on board Amtrak. For more information, go to NBC7.com and search Amtrak. And check out the latest episode of On Fryer with Darnay and Derek, where they pose the question to Bob Scanlon, what did we learn about the Padres and Major League Baseball in an unusual 2020 season? You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day and enjoy your weekend and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.